Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 26. Life Cycle Assessment of Cocoa Farming Sustainability by Implementing Compound Fertilizer. Author, I. Idawadi Affiliation, Department of Agribusiness, Faculty of Agriculture, Andi Gemma University, Palopo, Indonesia, and Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Jakarta, Indonesia. Author, N.A. Sasanko Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Jakarta, Indonesia, and Republic of Indonesia Defense University, Indonesia Peace and Security Center, Bogor, Indonesia. Author, A.D. Santoso Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Jakarta, Indonesia. Author, A.W. Sani Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Jakarta, Indonesia, and Department of Chemical Engineering, Faculty of Engineering, Universitas Gadjah Mada, Yogyakarta, Indonesia. Author, H. Aprianto Affiliation, Research Center for Sustainable Production System and Life Cycle Assessment, National Research and Innovation Agency, Jakarta, Indonesia. Author, Butsing Affiliation, Faculty of Agriculture, Muslim University of Indonesia, Makassar, Indonesia. Corresponding author, I. Idawadi. Abstract, background and objectives. The global competitiveness of the cocoa processing industry is enhanced through the implementation of technical policies as a sustainable economic sector. The effort is motivated by the potential of large cocoa production and the international market demands for the industry to apply innovative, effective technology and comply with sustainability standards. Therefore, this study aimed to analyze the environmental impact assessment of cocoa production from upstream to downstream processes in North Luwu Regency, South Sulawesi. Methods: data were collected from 321 respondents actively working and had at least 8 years of experience in cocoa cultivation and production. Respondents included staff of the Masagina Farmers Cooperative from Kolodo Sibali Rizo Industry, Masamba City, and North Luwu Regency, and the secondary data were obtained from a literature review. In addition, the environmental impact was determined using the midpoint recipe method and the EcoInvent 3.8 database. This was conducted based on the International Standard Organization of Life Cycle Assessment 14040 and 14044 with a function unit of 1 kg chocodate cashew production. Findings: the results showed that reducing chemical fertilizer was environmentally preferable to decreasing all the impact categories assessed, since the total potential global warming impact from chocodate cashew production was 2.092 kg carbon dioxide equivalent. In this context, electricity and fertilizer were the main contributors to environmental pollution, accounting for 0.438 kg carbon dioxide equivalent and 0.215 kg carbon dioxide equivalent at 20.97% and 10.27%, respectively. Conclusion: the reduction in the use of inorganic nitrogen, phosphate, potassium fertilizer, from 3.75 to 1.25 kg per kg cocoa, or the adoption of bio-based nitrogen, phosphate, potassium fertilizer at a rate of 2.5 kg, could substantially mitigate the environmental impact. This mitigation resulted in a 16% decrease in global warming potential, reducing from 2.092 to 1.745 kg carbon dioxide equivalent. In addition, valuable insights were provided into the scope of life cycle assessment studies and contributed to the selection of sustainable cacao farming systems. These results could be relevant to life cycle assessment practitioners, stakeholders, and governments in offering valuable insights for the formulation of policies and programs for developing cacao farming in the future. Keywords: cocoa compound fertilizer farmers life cycle assessment sustainability. You can read full article at gjesm.net.